Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for September the 29th, 2024. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of my dad, Cliff, my uncles, Ron, Ted, Dennis, and are given by Heather and Gord Jameson. We're going to be having a bake garage rummage sale. It's October 5th, which is next weekend, I believe. All the details in the email. Trivia night's coming up October the 12th. And Harvest Thanksgiving. Remember our food cupboard, and we're very grateful for all you do for us. Yeah, and so the Penny Social is October the 18th. And we're going to be having Remembrance Day at our cenotaph on Monday, November the 11th. We're going to be doing our cookie tins, and we do have meat and veggie pies, $5 for a great meal. We're going to be doing our Christmas card program, the Christmas Star Bazaars, November the 16th. And remember, if you wish, our regular donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman, address and phone number in this email. And now our worship. Our opening. O God, wisdom of the universe, you bear the pain of your people. Grant us the gift of wisdom that we may discern your way and live justly and graciously amid the struggles of this world. Amen. And this is our reading from Mark. John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he's not following us. But Jesus says, Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will soon afterward speak evil of me. Whoever's not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means will lose their reward. If anyone cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it'd be better for them if a great millstone were hung round their neck and they were thrown into the sea. Salt's good, but if salt's lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. And now, a sermon. In today's gospel, at the very end, Jesus says, be at peace with one another. Monday is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in Canada. And so it seems appropriate to remember a story from our history in this very place about the importance of peace. The story is called The Peacemaker. Over 1,000 years ago, on the shores of the Onondaga Lake in present-day central New York, democracy was born. The Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Seneca people had been warring against each other, and many were killed. These people of five nations had forgotten their ways, and their actions saddened the Creator. The Creator decided to send a messenger to the people so that the five nations could live in peace. The messenger is referred to as the Peacemaker. The Peacemaker was born on the northern shores of Lake Ontario. There he was raised by his mother and his grandmother. Right away, they knew that this young person was special. He always talked to peace and that he was given a powerful message by the Creator. When he was ready, the Peacemaker told his mother and grandmother that he was off to bring peace to the warring people. To travel there, the Peacemaker carved a canoe made entirely of white stone. This amazing canoe would help convince the people of the powerful message of peace that the Creator was sending to the five nations. He said his goodbyes and then he started his journey across the big lake in the white stone canoe. In order for the Creator's message to spread, the Peacemaker sought out the most evil leaders of the five nations. In searching for these people, the Peacemaker came upon a woman called Jehonasea. And the Peacemaker told Jehonasea about the message of peace and her actions, and that her actions were promoting war and saddening the Creator. After listening to the Peacemaker's message, she agreed to follow the message of peace. She was the first to accept the great peace and change her ways. Because of this, the Peacemaker set aside a special duty for the women of the five nations. They will have the duty of clan mother. The clan mother will watch over the members of her clan and counsel them in a peaceful way. The clan mother will also have the important duty of selecting the next leader of their clan to keep the great peace continuing on. The Peacemaker started with the easternmost nation of the Mohawks. In order for his plan to succeed, the peacemaker sought after the most feared leaders. The peacemaker explained that he carried the Creator's plan of peace. That one nation can easily be broken like a single arrow, but five arrows bound together with one heart, one mind, one law will be powerful. The Mohawks were the first nation to accept the peace. The peacemaker continued traveling west, seeking out the most evil and dangerous people. As the peacemaker told the people of the five bundled arrows, of all the nations living under one law, symbolized by a large longhouse stretching across the land, the peace began to grow. Each nation will have their own council fire, but will live under one unifying law of peace, as symbolized in the longhouse. But one of the most feared men of the five nations was an Onondaga man named Tadahoe. And Tadahoe was said to be so evil that his body was twisted and snakes grew from his head. Tadahoe defied all talks of peace. When one man, Hiawatha, talked of peace and the end of war, Tadahoe killed his family. One nation, the Seneca, could not agree to the peace. It was at this time that the peacemaker told the Seneca to look to the sky to know that his word was true. The Seneca looked to the sky and witnessed the sun turn black, an eclipse. The Seneca then agreed to join the peace. At once, all four nations agreed to join the peace. All that remained was the Onondaga peacemaker Hiawatha, and the leaders of the other nations were ready to confront the Tadahoe again. Tadahoe tried his sorcerous ways to stop them as they traveled across the Onondaga Lake, but the message of peace was unstoppable. The peacemaker then offered to Tadahoe a very special duty in this plan of peace. The Tadahoe would preside over the Grand Council of Peace of 50 chiefs from each nation. That he, Tadahoe, would have the responsibility to make sure that decisions were made with a good mind and were aligned not only for the people of today, but for seven generations not yet born. The peacemaker told all the leaders that their skin shall be seven spans thick to deflect criticism and anger in making their decisions of peace. It is at this time that when Tadahoe agreed to live in a peaceful way that they combed the snakes from Tadahoe's hair. The pacemaker then symbolized this union of peace by uprooting the great white pine tree. The white pine has five bundles of needles to remind the Haudenosaunee of the five nations coming together. All 50 leaders then threw their weapons of hatred, jealousy, anger, and war into the hole, burying their hatchets against each other. A mighty stream washed it away, pledging to have peace between the five nations as the peacemaker replanted the tree of peace. As they replanted the tree, the peacemaker placed an eagle on top of the tree of peace. The eagle is there to use his eyesight to look out far and to warn the Haudenosaunee, the people of the longhouse, of any dangers on the horizon to this great peace. The peacemaker now instructed us to live as we have, as if we have one dish and one spoon. There will be no bloodshed among us as we all eat, with no sharp objects between us, and that all the gifts the Creator has given to the Haudenosaunee, land, water, medicine, food, and game will be shared among the people of the Haudenosaunee. Now we are all united in peace and have remained that way for countless centuries. And now our hymn.
Thou my wisdom.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now our prayers. Let us join together in a time of prayer. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We offer the thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the Church of the world. And so we pray for Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, Peter, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Roger, Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah Jane, Linda, Jackie, Cam, Janice, and Darren. Hear our prayers, God of power, and through the ministry of your Son, free us from the grip of the tomb, that we may desire you as the fullness of life and proclaim your saving deeds to all the world. Amen. And our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And this is our prayer based on Scripture. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside our envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom, understanding, as a servant of your peace. Amen. And this is our blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us this day. It's always good to hear from you. And now our parting blessing song.
May God's blessing surround you each day as you trust him.